USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to deliver remarks on inflation later today. The president is expected to hammer Republicans for not having a plan to fight high gas prices and higher prices at the grocery store. This, as all the things his administration has done to help keep gas prices low, have not worked. AAA reporting the national average for a gallon of gas is setting a new record at $4.37 a gallon. This woman saying what many of us think when we're looking to fill up.
I don't even look at how many gallons anymore or what their dollar amount is anymore because it's expensive everywhere.
America's small business owners don't expect the next 6 months to inspire confidence. The Small Business Optimism Index for April is unchanged, marking 4 months in a row below the measure's 48-year average. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Some states are experiencing a shortage of 50% in baby formula. Elena Contrell, who is a mother, tells Fox and Friends that she is worried she won't be able to find formula for her son.
It's something that largely didn't affect us until a few weeks ago, and it's kind of hit hard and fast, so it's been a little bit alarming.
She says some parents are trying to make their own homemade baby formula. Some major retailers are responding to the shortage by limiting the amount of formula that customers can purchase at one time. Local lawmakers are speaking out against the attack on a pro-life organization in Madison, Wisconsin. Police say a group called Anarchy 1312 has taken responsibility for starting a fire and graffitiing the Wisconsin Family Action Building over the weekend. Wisconsin Republican Governor Tony Evers releasing a statement condemning the attack, as did Republican Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
After downplaying the threats of pro-abortion groups, the White House on Monday condemned violence and law-breaking. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki putting out a tweet saying President Biden strongly believes in the constitutional right to protest, but that should never include violence, threats, or vandalism. This as Chris Scalia, son to late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, reminds everyone.
Justices try to intervene and settle cultural and social debates that are really outside of their jurisdiction. They fail. And that obviously was the case with Roe. Overturning Roe does not mean banning abortion across America, as many people seem to believe. It means that people actually get to vote on the issue, which is how it should be.
President Biden is trying to close the digital divide.
How many times have you seen a mom or a dad drive up to a parking lot outside of McDonald's and just so they could get connected to the internet so their kid could do their homework during the pandemic?
During an event in the Rose Garden, President Biden unveiled plans to broaden discounted high-speed internet service to low-income Americans. The president saying the top 20 internet providers have agreed to either cut prices or increase speeds to qualified households. The Boston Celtics and Golden State Warriors were winners in the NBA playoffs on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.